Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to our final segment of Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And tonight we've been talking about the healing the terrorist within. There are two things I want to close with tonight. The first one, actually, is to let you know about next week's show. And it's going to be quite special and, in a sense, part two of tonight's show. I have a friend and a colleague named Rob Weiss, who's a licensed clinical social worker here in Los Angeles, who was actually a guest on my show a number of months ago talking about sex addiction issues. And after the 9/11 attacks a year ago, he was one of, I think, a couple of hundred therapists that were flown into New York City from around the country and paid to stay in New York City to not do their works in their home city, but come to New York and actually do on-site employee assistance program counseling services to survivors of the September 11th attack on New York City. And he wrote about it in a newsletter for the Lesbian and Gay Psychotherapy Association, and next week he's actually going to be my guest talking about what it was like as a therapist to fly in there and the impact it had on him as a person as well as on as a clinician, and what the experience was like in terms of the people he worked with and helped. It's going to be quite a powerful show next week, so please tune in. That'll be Rob Weiss talking about the counseling he did with survivors of the 9/11 attack last year in New York City. So, also, we are here every Wednesday night and definitely looking for sponsorship to keep the show on the air. So, if you are interested at all, you can go to my website, which is tellthetruthfaster.com. Any shows you may have missed or didn't know I had are all archived, all. This is the 59th show I've done, and all previous shows since a year ago, August, are all archived on there. You can listen to any show, any guests that I've had in its entirety by going to that site, tellthetruthfaster.com. You can also email me there if you have any thoughts or questions or comments about this or any other show. Feel free to email me. If you read today's Dear Abby, there was quite a beautiful poem that she published that a grandmother and grandfather from Salem, Ohio, had sent in that their fourth-grade granddaughter had written as she was watching the Twin Towers collapsing last year. And I'd like to close tonight's show by reading this poem called The Dust of September by Christine Morrison, grade 4, from Ohio. The dust of September. The dust of September, the dust, the smoke, the clouds from the dust of September, the sadness, the sorrow, the darkness from the dust of September. The pretty sights are gone, the love, the death from the dust of September. The families, the lives taken away by the dust of September. Our country is sad, but our country still stands in the dust of September. Our flag still waves through the dust of September. We will never break. We will stand together through the dust of September. People hurt, hearts broken, but we survive in the dust of September. May God bless all of you, and may all of us do the healing that we need to do. Thanks for tuning in. Good night.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening. So